Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97. Oh, nice, Vinny. A little kissy-kissy in there.
That was for me.
Oh, I thought it was for me. I'm jealous now.
There's another one.
No, thanks. No,
spread them around.
Right. Yours sounded a little more succulent than mine.
Hi.
Happy Friday, everybody. Did you notice that Yuzette has her pajamas on?
I did. I was smiling at her as she walked in, and she looked at me like, hey.
I forgot all about it. I'm so bummed. I could have just been in my sweatpants. I have these, you know, cute pink sweatpants.
She has elastic cuffs on the
bottom. I know. They actually look like weirdly like parachute pants. Like they're kind of that crisp material.
That's exactly what I thought they were.
That's so funny.
Are you skydiving today?
Yes, yeah. I am. Like nylon pants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think, where the heck did I get these? I was just online trolling shopping places.
Trolling.
And I think I got these at Express for like $4 or $6, something crazy. Because I like to go check out the clearance sections at places.
You do?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get a deal at all times.
Oh.
So I'm like, what? Hell yeah, I'll take those.
You know, before you press buy this on any website, you should always do a quick like coupon for Express thing search.
Well, I have an Express card, so I get deals anyway.
Oh, wow.
But you know, $4 or $6 or whatever it was. Yeah, I'll take that.
So those are
less,
red,
less
aren't
than
they?
A coffee.
They are red. John looks at me. He goes, "You're wearing your reds, huh?"
Yeah, between the elastic cuffs and the bright red color, they're hard to miss. Yeah.
How about my clown tennis shoes, though?
I didn't notice those.
Put them on. Yeah, put them up. Wait, lift your legs up, girl. Although now the camera can see.
Oh, you went red shoes, too.
Oh,
excellent.
Hell yeah, she did.
Red Converse, everyone. Yeah. Low tops.
I thought, man, when I go home today, I don't even have to change.
Yeah. The weekend begins. Right
just
then.
Take those shoes off and you're all set. It's so funny, too, because yesterday, Yuzette said something. Where were we? In the office? And you said something like, sometimes you come home on a Friday, you put on your pajamas, basically, and Johnny goes, so that's what you're going to wear all weekend, huh? Yep, this is what you're going to be looking at.
Well, he's not, because he's gone. So what's the point?
Crunch.
That's hard. You really didn't think you were going to lose him to the car dealership, did you?
And then today I was putting something together to eat. And I go, so what time are you going to be home? He goes, late. I go, oh. He goes, I know.
But he likes it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
He does like it. It's just a grind, you know? Not
well,
the
selling
nine to
is
five
selling is not
he's been
an easy
used
job.
To all these years,
yes.
Yeah.
With the weekends
just a lot
off,
of hours.
And, yep.
A lot of hours.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's willing to do the work.
Is that
there
the,
it
totally?
Is.
Yeah. I mean, he likes the car business.
Yeah. So he loves cars.
He loves cars.
It's perfect
exactly.
For him.
Is that the job requirement or the just sort of the culture?
Both.
Like it, but
I mean,
but
everybody
if he has an 8-hour shift, can he be like, look, I'm off at 7. Have a good one. Oh, they would be all.
If there's a customer, client, guest, whatever they call them, there, he's there. I mean, he's come home. He's been off, say, at 7 p.m. and then come home at 10 or midnight.
Because that's what it takes to get through the paperwork.
Yeah,
and
the finance guy has to sit there, or girl has to sit there also.
Mm.
And, you know, you guys know what it's like to buy a car.
Yes, I don't know why it takes so long, but it's the longest. It's like having a 4-hour operation without anesthetic. It's like, oh, my God, the last place I ever want to go is to a car dealership.
And add to that now that the person buying the car has to call and unfreeze their credit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through 3 days. I mean, everything is even more
There's definitely
monotonous.
Like times where he's been going through the process and someone can't get their credit undone. Or doesn't qualify, or, you know.
So now he spent 2 hours and it ain't happening.
Yeah, or 4 hours. Yeah.
Right.
So, but yeah, so I'll be wearing this.
Nice.
Those PJs.
Next 48 hours, maybe.
So I haven't made a major purchase since I froze my credit. Mm. How long does it take? Because I know you've gotten a car, at least.
Well, that was on her credit.
Oh, oh, so you haven't had to unfreeze yours yet either?
I have had to unfreeze mine.
Oh, and because of the house.
It was a thing, yeah.
What do you mean?
So
you
have to call them, and then they say they'll unfreeze it. And how long do you? This is me. I've heard you can do it online. I didn't find that to be an option.
I did it initially online. Like that's where I froze my credit. So I'm hoping that I could just quickly go unfreeze it for.
It's not the
hours.
Worst thing in the world, but it is a thing. So yes. You got to get someone on the phone, and if it's peak hours, then you're going to wait on hold until someone answers, and then you'll tell them you want it, the hold taken off. And they'll tell you starting when, ending when.
Right.
Which, you know, in my case, I was like, for one day, starting now. So it's not the end of the world. But then you, for the first thing I had to do is go, which credit report company do you go to?
Right.
Because there's three, and I've frozen all of them.
Yes.
So
oh,
then you
so
go.
Right. So you could say, which one are you going to use?
Right.
A specific one, so the other two are frozen, and
right.
That's the only one.
And if they say, we need all three, then you've got to unfreeze all three.
Oh.
And is there a fee for that?
Well,
not anymore. They just made it illegal
to charge.
That's right.
We just talked about that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Those bastards.
Mm.
So, anyway.
Mm.
Sorry
Some
about...
sensitive information there.
Mm-hmm. Johnny V being MIA all weekend.
Was it Experian? Is that the one that...
Equifax.
Mm-hmm. So is it, what is it?
Experian, TransUnion. Is that
yes,
the one?
That
TransUnion
right.
And Equifax.
Equifax are the three big ones.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, those bastards. And all they do is sell your info.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just.
Weaselly.
So weaselly. Like the fact that we have to have these things, then we have no choice in it as human beings. They know all your past addresses. They know all. They just know. I mean, if you've ever looked at your credit report, and I guess most of us have. You just can't believe all the sensitive information that's on it.
I know. And it goes back.
Forever.
Way, way back.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, right, you see a loan you took out. I took out a loan when I was 19 or 20 or something to pay off some taxes I owed. Oh, I must have been over. I must have been like 22. But I took out like $1,200 loan to pay off taxes that I didn't know I was going to owe. I was like, oh my God, IRS, what? And that's why, like, I was like, oh my God, because that's one of the first things on there. That and my Sears card. My God. Holy cow.
I know. I think I had like a Amex card when I was in college. Because, you know, when you're in college and everyone wants to give you stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They're sitting in the lobby going, hey.
They have tables or kiosks set up. Right. Like, sure, I'd love a credit card.
Yeah, Vinny knows all about that. He thought, oh, what? You just give him this and this will never come back to bite me in the ass. Hey, guys, dinner's on me.
Yeah.
I bought a lot of dinners and a lot of music.
Adds up.
Before I realize I can't afford any of this.
Right. MX,
a problem.
I have to pay it all next month? Huh?
Yeah. What? Whole balance too?
Yeah.
I think you can make payments on some Amex cards now. They work more like a regular card.
You have Amex. You just pay it all off?
I use it every day.
Yeah. And do you pay the whole balance each month? Do you have to pay the whole balance, I guess, is the question.
They have deals now or offers they make you where you can have periods of time to pay it. I've never gone there. I just pay it at the end of the month, and I pay for everything with it.
Yeah.
You gas, all the
rewards and stuff.
There's tons of points. I have so many points, I've never even touched them. So at some point, I'll probably be able to get plane tickets somewhere.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Thousands,
I hope they don't expire.
I don't know. I'm not living that way.
Right.
We both have a card, though, so we both are using that, and we can monitor.
So it's a shared account, so you both.
It was my card. It was my account, and I got her a card for it. So it's. I guess you'd call that. But
yeah,
either way, we're
both
using
it.
It for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we know
that's
what's.
Great.
And if something goes, and the reason I like it is because if something goes wrong, they are awesome.
Yeah.
About either insuring the item you bought or refunding the money or stopping the, like, they're just great. That's not a spot. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them, but
works
it's just worked
for
me. I don't like handing my ATM to people because that's attached to actual cash that I'm not willing to.
If they emptied your account, you'd be in a process of trying to recover
and
that.
And I know banks will back you up too, but that's actual cash. I don't want
Yep.
I need that.
Yep.
If there's a thing, I need it.
Yep. Someone asked a question yesterday, and then I ran into a friend yesterday, and he asked me the same question, and I thought, oh, is it Charles Schwab that you have checking, free checking? Do you have free savings?
I don't do savings through them.
Okay, so just the free checking from Charles Schwab.
Right.
There
but,
you go.
But I do Ally Bank. It's an online bank.
Yeah.
There's no stores. You can't go to them. And I know that makes a lot of people nervous, but they have, for their savings account, which means you have access to the money, they have almost 2% interest. And that's
it's great.
Like, you can't get that unless you get a CD.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anywhere else, but that it's worth it. Mm-hmm. So I have a friend who got a payout from a home, from a divorce and a home payment. And I'm like, dude, but he won't do it. He's like, I need a place to go to. I need a face. And I was like, all right, I get it.
Yeah. I was going to send my little cousin. Well, I did end up sending her money, but she needed some money. And so I sent her some money. I'm like, okay, who do you bank with? She gives me the name of the bank. I'm like, I couldn't find, it's an online banking thing. And so I was like, I can't send you, I'm not going to Western Union you money. You're going to have to wait and get a check.
Yeah.
So
tell her to open up
a
PayPal.
Takes a few, well,
yeah,
I don't
PayPal,
even have PayPal.
Sweet.
You should have PayPal. PayPal and Venmo, and I think, aren't they even now owned by the same people?
I think so,
yeah.
Like, that has changed my life. Like, I mean, I pay everyone with PayPal. I'm like, oh, you got a PayPal?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Here you go. You're paid.
Well, not really paying people money.
Yeah, but like if you're going to give, like if you, it's for anything. Like if you wanted to pay for breakfast, but you didn't have your thing on there, Hooman pays for it, you PayPal them the money back. Like it's, yeah, I don't know. It's just like so convenient. If I owed you $5, I'd PayPal it to you. Oh, I don't have any cash on me. Here, let me PayPal you.
I actually keep a running.
You lost that game? Here's your $5.
Yeah, tally of dough in there, so I'm not always using a card.
It carries a balance. You can switch it to your bank account if you want to. Mine draws right off my bank account. I use it for Uber. I use it for everything online because they get the okay from PayPal and they don't get any of your information. Only PayPal has it. And it autofills all your info. So, like, you don't have to put in your shipping. You just say, I'm paying with PayPal. Boom. There's your address.
Yeah.
There's all you don't have to fill any of that crap out. This is also not an ad for PayPal.
And it's who knows Finance Friday, everyone.
You know what? I'm sure there are people listening going, listen to the old people talk about money. Because there's
Let's
probably some new thing that nobody else knows about that, or that we don't know about that everybody's using.
Well, it's the blockchain thing for the kids. Like, my son is actually, I think that's where he's going to work this summer, is this, he's going to intern at this blockchain place.
What's a blockchain?
It's the freaking Bitcoin stuff.
Blockchain?
That's what they call it, blockchain. That Bitcoin is a blockchain currency.
And he goes into an office somewhere?
Yeah, they have I mean, I don't know the name of the thing. And it's only one of the places he applied to, but his friend works there. And so
he'll be working in the Bitcoin mines?
He goes, yeah. He'll be working, he'll be mining for Bitcoins.
I don't get it.
I wonder if he'll get paid in blockchain.
Yeah.
You know? But he was saying last night, because he actually came home last night because his German class got canceled. And I know, it was so exciting. He came home, even we waited, although he didn't get home till like 6:30, so we waited on dinner.
Oh, no.
So an hour later when I, no,
how
I was
dare
fine.
Him.
But I was starving.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes home and we're chatting over dinner and he's talking about these things he's applying for. But he's like, yeah, that's where it's going. Mm-hmm. He goes, it's hard to, and he's even tried to explain it to me. And I sort of get it, but not really. And
I
also,
think it's super
no.
neat, but it's sketchy for sure.
Right.
That this money started hidden online or what?
I
know. Are you trying to tell me?
But he explained why it's impenetrable. Like it is what it is. There's one ledger, and anytime any transaction happens, it happens on this central ledger. Like everybody, I don't know if you're a name or a number or what you are. Anyway, he explained it to me and I still didn't understand it, but I nodded like I did. Oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. But he's like, that's the way it's going to be.
What's that term again? Blockchain?
Blockchain.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure. Oh, really? Yeah, that's...
I've heard Bitcoin. I've never heard blockchain.
Yeah, well, you don't live with the kid.
Right.
So you'd have heard of it by now. Because, man, I've had it explained to me several times. It's fabulous. Super interesting.
Nope.
Do tell me more.
My kid just wants gum. I'm not there yet.
The simple things.
I got time.
Yeah.
Did she like those little Jelly Belly, the princess Elsa?
Yes, she loved them. And she's a hoarder.
Oh,
like a candy hoarder, a gum hoarder. She'll ask for gum, and I'll be all, "I gave you 5 pieces yesterday." Oh, right. Well, I didn't want to use those. I'm like, oh, you're hoarding.
That's hilarious.
She's creating a stash. Yeah.
So she has like what, a little box in her room?
I don't know. Well, so the first time I found her stash of stuff, it was just, she was pulling the covers of her bed down over the side of the bed. And if you lifted it, there's some things scattered along the... She's gotten much more advanced since then. So I don't see the stuff the way I once... I used to go in
She's
and make her bed, and
sure.
I go, why is there a line of things here?
Like on the bed rail
Counting
or something?
Them
no,
every
on
day.
The floor next to the bed.
Oh.
The bed's not on a... frame.
I see.
So it's down on the...
So she isn't that far to fall.
Right.
She rolls off
exactly
of it.
Exactly right. Mm. How'd you know?
Well, I had the young ones.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just lining the bed.
Does she have a full-size bed now? Like a full-size twin?
Yes.
Twin or
yes.
whatever?
Mostly because, you know, her mom still goes in there to put her to sleep.
So she needs a place to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Whatever.
It's adorable.
Is it?
It is. You know why? Because it's not going to last forever.
That's true.
And it's, you know, that's sweet. Sweet time that you'll never see again. I miss that so much. Mm. Maybe I'll have grandkids someday.
Yeah.
I'll have to lay down with them. Come on, little Billy.
Well, your kid has to start dating first.
I know. God,
can't wait to hear about that.
Me too, actually. It's so funny because I did ask him last night. I'm like, you know, because he's been there for a year and a half or whatever. I was like, who's your best friend at school? And he goes, well, probably Peter and my roommate Eileen. I'm like, you're telling me the two kids you met on your first day of school at orientation last year are your best friends? Yeah.
Well, that happens.
Yeah. It's freaking adorable, actually, and they're both so nice. But I was just like, really? He goes, well, you know, I have lots of people I hang with and talk to. He goes, but they're probably my best friends.
I think in college,
so cute.
I didn't go because I was, you know, at Miracosta Junior College, but at UCSD, no, where my friends were, a few of my friends were at UCSD, and so I was able to see how that works, and they were given their dorm assignments,
right.
And those are the people you hang with. The people you were with right when you start are the in general.
Yeah.
Are the
well,
people
you're sort of, it's you and your roommate against the world, or, you know, there might be someone that you meet at, I think it's cute. So, yeah, neither one of them seems to have any, and if they do have, which I suspect, of course,
keeping
they must have,
down low.
They just don't want mom to know, you
yeah.
know?
Which is fair.
It is fair. But please, I wasn't running home and telling my mom stuff. And, you know, when I went off to college, I got a whole new appreciation for my mom and dad and what they had provided to me. And my son even said last night, he goes, oh, you know, because one of his roommates, and I won't say which one, he's like, she is just awful in the bathroom. Like, she never cleans it. And she's, you know, it's disgusting. He goes, so I have to go in there and clean the toilet. And I'm like, well, that's because you always had a clean toilet growing up.
Yeah.
Like, the toilet got cleaned. I said, so of course you want a clean toilet, and you are horrified when you look into a dirty toilet. I'm like, I guess that was how she was raised. Yeah. Because you do notice that.
Wow,
like, when I grew up, my house was slobby, and so my apartment was slobby. Sorry, Mom. But, you know,
he's
you weren't the best
played.
Housekeeper.
You got to talk to, you got to say, listen, you go in there and you tell her, this is unacceptable. You need to clean your toilet. I'm not going to keep cleaning your toilet. Like, he's getting played.
Well, what
he's
they should do is have a chores list. There,
yeah.
You know, several people use that bathroom, but he's the one who's so horrified, right? That he winds up cleaning.
Well, that's the sucker move. that's the leaving the dishes till someone
right.
can't take it anymore.
Which is going to be him, because his dad is John is such a neatnik. Like, I've calmed him down a lot over the years, but he's, you know, we've met in the middle. Like, I'm way more anal now because he's so anal, but no one could ever be as anal as him. I mean, his mom used to take the curtains down once a month and wash them.
Mm.
Like,
that's awesome.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on. It made her happy.
Yes.
These are things, when you see someone like that.
Or it was completely obsessive compulsive and she, you know,
when
was like
she
licking
sat,
the floors clean.
When she sat down at the end of a day, I'm sure for her.
Yep.
She felt like, I'd put in a hard day's work and look at the rewards. My place looks spick and span.
Oh, and here come my 5 filthy kids to mess it up. Yeah. But you do get used to what you've grown
Absolutely.
Up with. And, you know, and
yeah.
even like, you know, he has to do his own laundry now. And he always had a fresh bed, you know, once a week. His sheets get done. He's like, man, the suckiest thing is washing sheets. I'm like, oh, I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want those, you got to do that.
I'm with you,
someday
though.
Someday you'll be able to afford someone to do it for you.
Maybe. I think setting that example for your kid is important. I'm doing the same. Like, yeah. My kid's got to come up in a clean house.
Yeah. Well, and they always had chores. I never made them change their beds or anything because, God, it was just so much easier if I did it. But, you know, they had their trash night duties and they had to help clean the kitchen and stuff. So they knew it was happening. And you do get used to that stuff. Whatever you grow up with, that's what you're used to. So good. I hope they're both little neatniks. Because that one kid that still lives at my house, I don't know if that's going to happen. It remains to be seen if he is as, I mean, his brother is obviously as anal as the rest of us. But the younger one, I'm like, I don't know. He lives in his own soup in there. You open up the door and go, whoa, kids smell bad.
Yeah.
I should not have said that. All right. It's 6:05, Kayla, and it's Friday. Oh, my God. It's Friday. Hi, Bryn.
Good morning.
It's Friday. I just said it was Friday.
Oh,
should
yeah.
we do the montage right now?
What?
Okay.
We're KLLC, so late.
Are we?
Come on.
Please, that thing is going to take however long it's going to take, no matter when we do it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show, we will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.